Fight. Liu Cyborg. Liu Kang. Shang Tsung. Scorpion. Shao Kahn. Raiden. Sub-Zero.
Welcome back, everybody, to the MK Mobile Podcast. It is September 11th, 2022, and things in MK Mobile have kind of slowed down a little bit. You know, we're waiting for October. We're driving down that road to October, so I'm trying to make that drive a little less painful, trying to give you some excitement, something to listen to while we sit there and go down that road for whatever is waiting for us at the end of our trip. And I am so excited for this episode because I am bringing you
the ultimate test your mind.
That's right. By the end of this, you're going to find out just how much you know about MK Mobile. So are you a fresh tapper who hasn't formed any calluses on their fingertips? Or can you consider yourself a hardcore glass-tapping, skull-crushing veteran
who has been through it all?
I have formulated 10 questions that will make you think and test your might on how much you actually know about the game. So sit back and relax, sharpen those number 2 pencils, and charge up that Tandy calculator, because you're going to freaking need it. And get ready for the ultimate test your might quiz. Here we go with question number 1, going all the way back to when the game actually launched in the year 2015. God, that was so long ago. 7 freaking years ago. I want to know, who was the first challenge character? Okay? Who was the very first challenge character? If you remember, when the game launched, there was nothing really going on for maybe a month, maybe 2 months. Then we got our very first challenge character. Give you 1 or 2 more seconds for the answer, and I'll give it to you now. The answer for that is Thunder God Raiden. That is right. On June 12th, 2015, we got our very first challenge character in the form of Thunder God Raiden. Question number 2. What 2 modifiers were part of the original Cold War Sonya challenge? Cold War Sonya was the very first early access pack character, so you could pay for her before the challenge came out and get your hands on her. And her challenge featured some really awesome modifiers. You have them yet? Okay, here it is. They were Freeze and Drone Attack. And the interesting thing about the Freeze modifier is it wasn't like the ones we have today. It didn't freeze your character and just make them stop. What it did was envelop them in this white suit of frost, I guess. I don't know what you call it. And they would just be slowed. But the very interesting part of her modifier during the boss challenge was the 2 drones that came out to assist her during her machine gun blast. That was such an exciting thing to see actually happen when you're fighting her. And I really hope that they kind of bring back some of those really cool modifiers for future bosses. Okay, question number 3. It is a support card issue. Who has a support card depicting Shang Tsung and is named Longevity? Give you guys 5 seconds. Okay, the answer to that is Aaron Black. In Aaron Black's MKX ending, it is revealed that Shang Tsung hired Aaron Black to assassinate an Earthrealm warrior. And because of this, Shang has slowed Aaron's aging process. And here we go. Question number 4. We're going to stay right with the same character, Aaron Black. So, during the first Aaron Black challenge, Gunslinger Aaron Black challenge, what happened when you landed on a death bullet? Was it A, your character got power drained, B, it just killed the active character, or C, your character would actually explode? I'll give you 5 seconds here. I think that's 5. Close enough. Ladies and gentlemen, the answer is C. Your character would frickin' explode. no shit. Literally explode into a pile of bones and flesh. The most amazing brutality I think the game has ever seen. What an amazing challenge that was. How fun. I did not expect that. It was like literally like what the hell just happened when that first time that happened to one of my characters. It's actually the first challenge I had to redo because all of my characters died. Anyways, that's the answer. Yeah, your character actually exploded. So, number 5, here we go. How many scorpions are currently in the game? Okay, remember this is 2022, September 11th, 2022. How many scorpions are currently in the game? Scorpion obviously being one of the most iconic characters in the Mortal Kombat universe. So it's no wonder that we have quite a few of him in this game. And here we go, everybody, the answer. 2. How many scorpions we have in the game is 10, everybody. We have 10 scorpions currently in the game. Silver Scorpion, Ninjutsu, Injustice, Inferno, Hanzo, Classic, Cold War, Hellspawn, Strikeforce, and MK11. 10 scorpions. Question number 6. Looking at the original Mortal Kombat roster, so MK1 roster, what classic character do we still not have currently in the game? And I will go over the ones that are actually in the game that are on this roster to help you while you're thinking. We've got Classic Sonya, Classic Sub-Zero, Classic Scorpion, Classic Liu Kang, Classic Raiden, and Classic Kano. We are short one classic character. Who is that? That is Classic Johnny Cage, everybody. That's the one classic character that we don't have yet from the original game. And if you've watched my last couple videos or listened to my last couple podcasts, I really think we're going to probably see him soon just to kind of fill out that classic roster, everybody. Okay. All right, here we go. Number 7. What character featured in the background of the Retrocade is considered by many to be one of the worst characters in Mortal Kombat? And I will give you guys a clue while you're thinking. This character is actually not in the game, okay? It's not in Mortal Kombat Mobile. Never was. Probably never will be other than in the Retrocade itself. All right, enough time has passed. That character is Su Hao. That's right, everybody. And according to the Fighter's Den, a really awesome YouTube channel, check it out if you haven't. Anyways, in his video of the 5 worst Mortal Kombat characters, Su Hao came in actually number 1, and I'll just let him explain why.
We could go on for days about why this character is crap, but I'll just keep it straight. Shit design, shit moveset, shit fatalities, garbage character.
There you go. I'm gonna have to take his word for it. Honestly, I've never played the character, but he seems like he knows what he's talking about. So anyways, off to question number 8, and that is, this chainsaw-wielding member of the Nightmare Team was once a gold card and was known by this name. That's right. Leatherface wasn't always a diamond. A lot of you probably know that. Maybe some of you don't. But what was his name before he became Nightmare Leatherface? The answer is Pretty Lady Leatherface. That's right. He was included before the Great Diamond Ascension that happened later on in the game. So, number 9, everybody. We are almost done with this Ultimate Test Your Might episode. Number 9 is a taunt. So you're going to listen to a taunt that I have keyed up, and you're going to tell me what character that's from. Are you ready? Here we go.
For a moment, you impressed me.
There you go, everybody. I'll give you a clue. This is an Outworld character. Here it is again.
For a moment, you impressed me.
I think you probably know who it is, but what variation? Okay, here we go. Time's up. It is Classic Jade, everybody. That is Classic Jade.
For a moment, you
her taunt.
Me.
For a moment, you impressed me. So, that is Classic Jade, everybody. That's kind of a hard one. And also, I'm probably gonna do more of these down the road. If I'm not waiting long enough, if I'm not giving you guys enough time to answer these, let me know and I will extend that period. But the only problem is you're gonna hear me talk more, which I guess since you're listening to this already, that's probably not a bad thing. So, all right, everybody. Here we go. Last question. We've made it to the last question. Hopefully you guys are doing good. If not, I think you'll get this one. Okay. Towers are everywhere in the game. They're not going away. They're always going to be here. I want to know what was the very first tower. What was the very first tower that came to the game? Okay. I think this is pretty easy. Now I'm not talking like Shao Kahn's tower. Okay. I'm not talking anything like that. I'm actually talking like the first tower that came to the game that had its own equipment. By now, most of you probably know this, but it was the Tower of Horror. Yes, the infamous Tower of Horror, which I hope someday we'll see again because I freaking love that tower. I will tell you this though, I guarantee you 80% of the players could just play that tower on auto mode, because we thought it was tough back then. We didn't know anything what was coming for toughness. That tower would be so easy to pass right now, but I just want to get that equipment. I want to get that equipment back. I want to get that stuff, those epics maxed. So how did you do on this Ultimate Test Your Might episode, everybody? If you got between 1 and 4 questions right, all I can say is keep tapping. Birth Realm needs your help. If you're able to get 5 to 9 questions right, I would say congratulations, you are on your way to defend your realm at Mortal Kombat. And if anybody actually got all 10, you can consider yourself an Elder God of MK Mobile, okay? And that is it for this episode of the MK Mobile Podcast. I hope you enjoyed this. I kind of wanted to do something a little different, and I thought this would be a great way just to, kind of like I said, keep driving down that road to October to find out what's next and do something fun. So I'll see you all on the next episode, and take care. Bye.